Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
All right, let's go around the NFL. Usually we would do a little bit of around the AFC South at some point, but there were two games in the AFC South as the Tennessee Titans had a bye week. We're talking about one of them quite a bit as your Texans got a big comeback victory versus the Jags. At least one more game, John Lopez.
That's one. I think I'm going to pick the Colts.
Okay, very good.
You don't want to pick the Jazz again, man? I see what the Jazz been up to.
I think I'm going to pick the Colts.
If you listen every week, you know that's around the AFC South is usually a choose-your-own-adventure. Not much to choose. Mm-hmm. We go to Berlin, Germany, where the Colts were technically the home team hosting the Atlanta Falcons. How do you feel when it comes to exporting to Germany? I think this is one of our earlier Germany games.
Yes.
And when we export to Europe, we don't always send our best. How did you feel about this one, which was a 31-25 overtime victory for the Indianapolis Colts?
I actually felt great about it, and this is where Figgy's going to roll his eyes. But, you know, I've spent
Can he roll his eyes? He looks like he's very cold right now.
Germany is an enormous NFL country. When I was in Germany... When I was in Germany, I actually did a couple of columns about the fascination and absolute love that German people have for the NFL. And this was 15 years ago. I mean, it's a huge NFL country. Like they plug in, lock in. So I was actually really happy with that.
They were treated to a few really, really good performances. I mentioned the Colts able to get a victory in overtime. But they did so on the back of one man. He wears number 28, Jonathan Taylor. Don't adjust your radio. You're hearing this correctly. 244 yards rushing.
Even if you took away the 83-yard run,
he's still
imagine then, because people often do that. Well, if you take away that one big play, it was a close game. Well, they did have the one big play, but in this case, you know, you didn't stop him for that one big play. But in this case, take away an 83-yard run.
And he still absolutely mollywopped that squad on the ground. 7.6 yards per carry.
Yeah.
Three touchdowns all on the backs of Jonathan Taylor. I mean, this was a really up-and-down game. This is one of those good, bad, and ugly contests for the Colts. The good, obviously, as I mentioned, Jonathan Taylor on 32 carries, getting those big yardage. And Tyler Warren continues to be an interesting piece. Week 13 is going to be very intriguing because I know that the Texans can load up and attempt to slow down and stop the run. Are the Texans prepared for a tight end that's going to be as useful as Tyler Warren caught 8 catches for 99 yards, and it really was just the timely nature.
Mm-hmm.
They got down where they absolutely needed and they could get him the football. And that's the thing that's really scary about him is that he can be a secondary piece. And just when they need it, hit you for big yards.
Well, what you're really saying is you want to try to make Daniel Jones beat you. Well, he's got the two elements that make that really, really hard. You know, everybody keeps waiting for Daniel Jones to become Daniel Jones. But any quarterback with a running back like that and a tight end is going to be better. You know, it's not like he's got to throw darts to receivers on out routes and seam routes and all that. And he wasn't great.
Well, that's what I was going to say is like.
He wasn't great, but he has.
He kind of showed this in New York, though, when he had Saquon.
But when he, that's what I was going to say. He wasn't great, but when you have a tight end, which is, you know, obviously a safety valve, an easy, you know, target that, you know, that catch and run and all that, and then a running back, it's really, really hard. It's like, really, really hard to make Daniel Jones be Daniel
like
Jones.
Like the best running back, too.
Yes.
Well, that's the question I was going to bring to you, gentlemen. Like, are we seeing maybe the pumpkin turn a little bit? Because Daniel Jones, 256 yards passing. He wasn't atrocious by any means. A touchdown, interception, 7 sacks taken in this game. Mm-hmm. And as a team, this isn't Daniel Jones himself, they're penalized quite a bit. Like, are we starting to see some of the cracks in what I think a lot of people were wondering if the in the Colts' facade?
Yes, I think we are. And I think Daniel Jones is not, you know, necessarily like, oh, this guy is just in another level found in play. I think he's better. By and large, it wasn't great yesterday, you know, in terms of the sacks and some of the other things. But again, I keep going back to like what makes Daniel Jones effective. It's those two guys, and those two guys are, barring injury, not going anywhere.
Right. And on top of that, this is the thing that I think could be really intriguing on when we eventually do our referendum on Daniel Jones at the end of the season or at some point around then. Third down in this game, and the Colts have been very, very efficient on third and fourth down this season. 2 for 12.
Yeah.
And I wonder what factors in there. How much of that is like, you know, international game? Mm-hmm. The Falcons are a talented but very, very weird team. And when I say very, very weird, I mean that they play with Atlanta on their chest. Mm-hmm. And I feel like teams that play for Atlanta just are weird, as evidenced by gestures wildly. And so, yeah, man, this was one of those where the Colts snuck away. I think that the Falcons have a real conversation to be had about whether Michael Penix Jr. is a guy that does something for them.
That was the story from Atlanta. Yeah.
Yeah. Bijan Robinson still 84 yards on the ground. Drake London looks great like you expect. Like there's still a lot of good things.
Let me ask you this. If a running back cannot win the MVP last year, can he win it this year?
Yes, I think he can.
Well, we said that last year.
I think you know who the leaders are for MVP right now?
I would say Matt Stafford.
Matt Stafford and Drake May.
Yeah.
And both of them have been really good, don't get me wrong. Mm-hmm. Neither of them have felt spectacular to me.
Mm-hmm. Matt Stafford's been pretty damn good.
He has been. Again.
So is he the runaway right now?
No. It's Matt Stafford and Drake May.
Now, I say that because last year it was kind of like, oh, Josh Allen, he got it. Or Lamar Jackson, it's been like that the last couple years. Mm-hmm. I'm wondering, do we have that as far as the quarterback?
But again, you had Saquon last year. If he can't win it last year... How's Jonathan Taylor going to
win this year? I hear you. I don't think Matt Stafford and Drake May are existing on the same plane as Lamar Jackson and Josh Allen left last year. They were doing something entirely different.
I think, Lopez, I think you kind of right on that, but I feel like Jonathan Taylor have a better chance to win it this year last year.
And the thing about Saquon last year is everybody acknowledged he was really good. I think you can look at the rest of that team and still, like, people give Howie Roseman a lot of credit for the way that team's built. Mm-hmm. The Colts do have talent. I don't want to try and denigrate them. I feel like just the nature of we know who Daniel Jones is.
Yeah,
changes.
Gonna help him.
It's like, hey, Jonathan Taylor,
he's carrying
man.
Daniel Jones.
Hey, yo. Yeah. I think that absolutely comes in with some of this. Some other things around the NFL. I found this interesting. Did you notice that Dan Campbell took over play calling duties?
Yes, I did.
There with the line, and he did so without letting anybody know. Mm-hmm. We all found out after the case, like during the game, people were like,
"Why is he holding that play sheet? And
is he calling plays?
Covering his mouth?"
He did indeed take over plays. Dan Campbell answering to the question as to why, he said, "Let's try something a little different. Look, I know what I want to do. I know how I want to do it." Now, with that being said, this is a collaborative effort. Now, I was taking input from John Morton, who was the offensive coordinator, who's previously calling plays. And other coaches, but I wanted to change things up a little bit. Let's just see if maybe a different play caller can maybe give us a little rhythm. That's all. And honestly, it's nothing more than that. He went further basically saying that, you know, John Morton, team player, but he basically is saying, I see the vision, and John Morton wasn't quite scratching the itch in the way that I wanted. So I was like, if you can't have somebody else do it for yourself.
Look, it's more than that. It's more than, hey, let's try this. It was clearly something that he didn't seem to think was putting the Lions in their best position to win. But here's the key element. He was great. Like, he was great. There was balance. It was 44 points. It was a lot of – how many different players caught the ball? It was like 7. Obviously, you know, had Jahmyr Gibbs and David. I mean, there was just balance. There was good play calling and, you know, start to finish. So kind of hard to argue with it.
Yeah, and it's worth noting – he's done this before. He took over play calling duties when he had Anthony Lynn as the offensive coordinator. Mm-hmm. I do wonder if that portends something
right.
about John Morton. But, hey, we got to give Dan Campbell a lot of credit as a head coach in this league, because not only does a good job, he does a good job empowering his guys, but he can also steer the ship correctly. I don't think anybody was looking at the Lions as, oh, man, they're falling apart. But he decided to grab control right at the right time mm-hmm. to get them steadied. That's a team that I'm very thankful is over there in the NFC.
Yeah.
I'm going to be entirely honest. Yeah. They're a good football team. Another thing around the NFL, remember that Football Talk on Sports Radio 610 is presented by Paramount Plus. Streaming November 16th on Paramount Plus, it's the return of Landman from Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone. Academy Award winner Billy Bob Thornton is back, featuring Academy Award nominees Demi Moore, Andy Garcia, and Sam Elliott. That's Landman, the new season, streaming November 16th only on Paramount Plus. That's this week, by the way, so yes, I know that is. Y'all are gearing up for that. But Paul Tagliabue, a name that is obviously rings large in the NFL, especially if you are a little bit older. If you're a little bit younger, you might go, who was that? He was previously commissioner of this league. He passed away this weekend at the age of 84. He's a member of the Pro Football Hall of Fame Centennial Class, and he was dealing with, I think he had a battle with, like, Parkinson's at some point, and mm-hmm. ultimately passed away at 84. Like, what are your memories of Paul Tagliabue as commissioner? Because he took the league from 28 teams to where they currently is now at 32.
Yeah, that was it. I had a chance to deal with him quite a bit when the Texans were, I've mentioned this, you know, Texans were trying to get a franchise again. And the answer to the question of, was he a good commissioner, great commissioner? He was a very good commissioner. The expansion did it. The schedule expansion started under him as well, the discussion. And credit to him for one thing as a Houstonian.
Okay.
And it was a given that L.A. was going to get the next expansion franchise. And then he had the open mind and talked with a lot of owners and was impressed by Bob McNair and was open to the idea. And it wasn't a slam dunk like a lot of people thought. He was kind of looked at as a villain. Oh, he's going to give it to L.A. He's going to give it to L.A. Then when their bid sort of fell apart, he said, "Nah, man, this is the best way to do it." And it was Houston.
Tagliabue obviously taking over after Pete Rozelle. During his time, free agency and salary cap were instituted mm-hmm. in the National Football League. These are major portions of what this league is. And as you talked about, he's the commissioner under which the Texans ultimately
returned. But had an open mind.
Yeah. And so.
Yeah. And that $750 million check didn't hurt either.
Yeah, I'm sure. So happy trails to Paul Tagliabue, passed away at the age of 84. All right. You're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, we gear up to hear from D'Amico Ryans. Excited after win, carrying a little bit of a heavy heart. We'll talk about what D'Amico Ryans has to say when he steps to the podium next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Yeah, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610 on a victory reaction Monday after your Texans pull off just a gargantuan. What other adjectives fit here? An absolutely
I like
fascinating comeback.
No hitting thesaurus.com.
After being down 19 points.
I was about to say, just say amazing.
29-10. They ultimately battle all the way back and then add an extra touchdown on top of it, 36-29.
This game had the streets buzzing, man.
Man.
Because I was kind of out last night and everybody said, hey, what's up? Hey, did you see the game?
Yeah.
Everybody. Did you see the game?
No.
I think the part I liked the most is everybody was like, man, I tuned out of that game.
Mm-hmm.
Or I left the game early.
Mm-hmm. Right.
It wasn't like, because I see a lot of people trying to get you with the aha or the gotcha moment.
Yeah.
Like you ain't believe. But there's a bunch of people that was out on this game that are big fans.
And they're lying now. Oh, no, I was there. I watched.
Nah. And shout out to the people being honest. I saw our girl, Sally, Mustang mm-hmm. Sally, on the. She was like, hey, man, husband was tired. We was like, hey, let's get.
Dude, that's a real fan to me, though, man.
Yeah,
and this is like, I was at home watching the game. I kept flipping the red zone. I'm like, man, I'm done with this game. And then I go back. Let me see what they doing.
Yeah.
And I'll put my hand up, man, if I wasn't at work. I would have flipped a little bit, you know what I mean? Like, I'd have moved around.
The way they were playing in the first half and mm-hmm. all, and even some of the third quarter was embarrassing, man.
I do have to give credit to my middle son, BG.
He stuck through it
the whole time,
man.
He was texting me all kinds of bad words through about 2.5 quarters, and then when it's all over and we're talking via text, he was there. He was he sent me a video. I'll send it to you guys. Went absolutely ballistic at the end.
I will say. I do appreciate, I think one of the people on the YouTube was making mention of, I stayed at all games because I'm getting my money's worth. And I was like, you know what? Respect.
You got some of those people like that too.
I respect. Yeah. It's like, yeah. I pay for these tickets. I'm getting all four quarters, baby.
Yeah.
And over time, if you give it to me, I am here for it. And if you did that, you were treated to something special. On top of that, mm-hmm. do you know what else? I mean, this game had a lot of fantastic things, a lot of noteworthy things. Mm-hmm. Do you know what one of the noteworthy things was?
What?
36-29. Origami?
Is it?
Oh, man.
You got it. I'm surprised that you even didn't see that coming because there are people now that tweet us
mm-hmm.
and like will tag both
of
us.
Hey, Reggie.
Hey, that was a Scorigami.
We're running out of Scorigamis.
No, we are not. There are still a lot of them.
We've got to be running
That
out
was
of
the 1,094th original score. In the National Football League.
Thank you to Sheldon Rankins.
Yeah, shout out to Sheldon Rankins and Will Anderson
stay
Jr.
Stay tuned for confessions.
Can I also give you some additional stats?
Yes.
The win for Houston was their 10th appearance in Scorigami, and their record are 6-4 in Scorigami. So they have won 6 of the Scorigamis that they've been in. And this is actually interesting. D'Amico
Ryan's
himself.
Forgive me if I forget that.
Yeah, you know what? I'll have it for you. Know what? I'll text it to you. I'll text you the information. D'Amico Ryan's, it's his fourth game as a head coach for Scorigami. 3-1 on Scorigamis. If you want to laugh a little bit, Liam Cohen, that was his first Scorigami, so he's 0-1.
Mm-hmm.
The Jags have been in 15 Scorigamis. Their record is 6-9.
Cool.
All right. You didn't seem very excited about that. All right, let's go to D'Amico Ryans, who's talking to the Assemble Media here on a Monday.
Video of I think Danny Williams, the boxer from 2000, with the dislocated shoulder, who got the knockout.
Yeah, what went into the video is I get a lot of I get a lot of things from a lot of different people just throughout as the season goes on, just get messages. But our team chaplain, Mikado Hansen, sent me a clip like a couple weeks ago. And, you know, I just always try to find the appropriate time to show things. If it's pertinent, if it's relevant to the team and I think it will resonate with the team, then I'll show it. So I felt like that was a good moment for us and something we needed to see.
Well, everybody talked about it, so it obviously resonated. When you went back and looked at how you guys performed yesterday, what stood out to you the most? I mean, we always hear you say execute. Is that the epitome of what that looks like?
Yeah, the thing that stood out to me the most is how we finished the game, I would say, because like in that boxing match, a lot of bad things happened. The guy was down pretty bad, and it didn't matter, right? He had a will and desire to win, and that's what I wanted our guys to see. That's what I wanted them to do yesterday, is just showcase that desire to win no matter what happens, no matter how the game looks in the first half, like how are we coming out and how are we finishing in the second half. So I'm most proud of how we finished. We still have things to clean up. We can execute better. When it counted, when we needed it most, like Davis, the receivers, they made, I mean, outstanding plays. The touchdown pass at Dalton, I mean, it was such a huge play. And to come back and make another huge third down pass to Dalton there towards our sideline, I mean, those are huge plays that Davis made. And, you know, he doesn't make those plays without the protection being good. I thought our offensive line protected well and allowed Davis to make those plays. So I'm just really proud of how we truly finished the game.
Decision to start CSO, and given the success that offensive line group had late in the game, if you are to get some guys back, how might that change the approach, or how might you look at it?
Yeah, for the offensive line, we'll continue to find, you know, what works for us, and, you know, the best guys that we can put out there, we're gonna try that. You know, and it's a culmination of a lot of things that you guys don't see, from practice, from how we've seen guys work throughout the week, how they're doing. Yes, with the mental being where they're supposed to be, doing the things that we asked them to do on a consistent basis, like a lot of things go into play there. So still a lot of things that we can clean up, and a lot of things just with our entire team, we can just be more consistent on doing the things that we're asked to do. And till we're going to keep moving guys around till we find the right group that's going to do it the right way, do what we're asking them to do every single time that they're out there.
What can you say about the performance that Jarrett and Trent had when they were ready for their opportunity and were able to out there and give guys what they gave?
Yeah, I thought the protection was good. I thought Jarrett did a good job of battling. He battled and strained and fought. Like, that's all we're asking for. And he did that no matter who he was up against. I thought Trent came out, did a great job of, you know, really displacing guys at the line of scrimmage, did a great job protecting on the right side. Any rusher that was on him one-on-one, he won that rep every single time. So Trent did a really good job, and for his first time being out there with us. So I'm pleased with what he did and encouraged to see how he can continue to progress.
Anyone who's actually beat Mike Tyson?
He did. Yes, he did.
Upset. On the other side of the football, at safety, do you feel like you have a lot of flexibility? Say if you do get Jalen back this week out of the protocol, and you also have Miles Bryan, you've got some guys, and Jalen Reed.
Yeah, unfortunately, with our safety position, MJ went down yesterday with a quad injury, and he'll be out for the season. He'll have surgery here over the next couple of days. So, you know, unfortunate for MJ. He was doing a really good job playing really good for us in that starting role. He meant a lot to our team. So we're going to miss MJ and what he brings to our team. So opportunity for other guys to step up, whoever that may be. We'll see who's ready to step up.
Game yesterday with the combo, a little bit of obviously Chubb and Woody Marks, how that's progressing. And other part of the question, Urshery, when you look at kind of what Urshery did yesterday against a pretty good run defense.
Yeah, to start with our running backs, I thought Woody, and though he played fast, he made plays, especially plays on the perimeter, which is where we've seen him shine the most, when he can get the ball in space. And you know, he did a really nice job of handling the bulk of the carries for us. And when Chubb came in and got his opportunities, man, you talk about it, he had some explosive runs. He ran physical. You know, he looked like he had a little extra burst to him. So it was good, a 1-2 punch that we were able to use. Those guys did a really good job. And Tay is, he did a great job of battling. We know how the first game ended, you know, with Jacksonville. So I know, you know, if anybody, you know, he has a lot of pride in himself to go out and, you know, kind of correct what went wrong the first game. And I thought he did a great job all game protecting, getting out on the edge. There are a couple of the plays we had on the left side, you know, getting the ball outside. You know, we're springing those plays because of what Tay is doing. So as a rookie, again, playing the toughest position, you know, on the offensive line, he's doing a great job holding his own as a rookie, and he's getting better as the season is going on.
So do you have any update on how CJ's doing, and do you expect him to return this week?
For CJ, Titus, and Jalen, all three guys are still in the concussion protocol, so we'll see, you know, how they progress throughout the week.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Coach, how much did Derek Stingley's interception at the end of the half help you all have momentum going into halftime? And the way that he, you know, made that interception, were you surprised by what he did? Or did you get surprised by anything he does?
Yeah, the interception by Stingley was, I mean, it was huge for us. You talk about a momentum shift, being able to, you know, limit them from being able to get points there at the half. We know their field goal kicker has a great leg, outstanding range. So we had to try to knock them back as best as possible. So it was trying to pressure them there, and Stingley did a great job of being sticky in his coverage and undercutting the crossing route, playing with speed and outstanding one-handed catch that you don't see that play happen a lot. But Stingley, again, great ball skills, great effort, great strain, and that's what allowed him to make that play.
Obviously, you know, you guys were able to make the big comeback, but and you guys finished the way that you guys have finished a lot in previous seasons. How good was it to just see your team kind of implement that DNA that you've always been trying to instill in them since you've been here, which is finish?
Yeah, as a coach, yeah, you want to teach things, you want to harp on, you know, a certain play style and what is it going to take to win a game, right? And when you see your players go out and do that in a manner that you've been asking them to do, like, it's encouraging, it's exciting as a coach. You see, like, man, that's why you coach, to be able to get guys to see and do things that they may not. It may not look great from the onset, but it's just that belief that I have in all these guys as their coach. Like, I know they can do it. I know we got great players. I know we have a great team. And I'm always urging and pleading with them just to, hey, let's just do it the right way. Let's execute the right way. Let's finish the right way, because I know we're capable of doing it. And that's what it looks like. Like, when you just do the things you're supposed to do, you make the plays. I mean, it's a fun film to watch. Hopefully it's a confidence booster for everyone when you do it the right way, and we can win a lot of games.
How did you feel about the operation and how Davis handled things before the play, not just during the play?
Davis did a great job with his operation, not only in the game, but showed all throughout the week. So he handled himself really well.
Domenico, what do you think it's like as a quarterback when you have Anderson coming at you from one way and Danielle coming at you from the other way?
I'm happy I never played quarterback, because I'll probably be taking a lot of sacks. No, those guys, I mean, the way Will plays, you know, we know the effort, the intensity that he plays with. And Danielle, I mean, he was exploding off the ball yesterday, playing violent, like not slowing down. And that only works with the interior guys getting the right push. So I thought our tackles did a good job when we were able to push the pocket and they were able to collapse the edge. That's how the rush works together. So Will and Danielle, they're definitely a scary force, you know, on the edge, and two of the best edge rushers in the league. And we're blessed to have both of those guys as rushers, you know, on our team.
A pretty uncharacteristic game from the special teams. What was kind of the message mid-game to those guys as some of those early hiccups popped up?
Yeah, for special teams, we got to tackle better. It was not from a lack of not having guys there, not having guys in position to make the plays. Again, nobody's going to go make the play for you. You're free to the football. We got to go. We got to tackle. Like, there's no reason for us to give up a return like that, give up plays on the kick. Like, we got to go tackle. We got to get off blocks, and we got to go tackle the football. And everybody got to swarm, and we got to finish to the football much better.
Sheldon talked about at the end of the game, we asked if he got the ball. But apparently you running down to celebrate with him.
Uh-oh.
When you saw him scoop that ball up, what did you think?
Well, I knew it was over. Like, we finally finished. And so I was, you know, he took off with the ball. Will, again, I can't talk about that play without talking about the two previous plays, which I think it kind of gets – shadow cast over it, but Will on the play to draw the penalty with the hands to the face, that was such a huge play in the game. That's him just rushing with that relentless intensity and drew the penalty. And then on the last play of the game, like, him still giving everything that he has, all the effort, everything to finish the game. Will makes that play and the ball just happens. Sheldon happened to be the beneficiary of being there, and the ball just landed in his hands there, and he took it all the way through the end zone. So I was just so elated to know that we had won the game, and knowing the effort that it took from everybody, a team effort, coaches, players, everybody pour a lot into that game to get it done. And we're excited about it. We're happy for it. And now it's put it to bed and it's on to the next one. So it was a great win for our team, great win for our organization.
A lot of focus on what happened at that point where he gets tackled and it turns into a touchdown. But the alignment you put everybody in the secondary, and how much have you worked on that? They had no timeout, so obviously everyone was playing the sideline.
Yeah, just situational football, things we work at every week. Yeah, so we're ready for it.
DJ Sarge. Obviously, your DNs, Will and Neil, they wreak havoc on a lot of offensive tackles and quarterbacks. What allows them, from your perspective, to have that bend while still being able to be explosive around that corner? What do you think allows them to consistently be able to get in those awkward positions but still be able to rush up to the quarterbacks?
Yeah, most of that for defensive ends, when they're at, I call it the moment of truth, when you get to the level of the quarterback, right, can you have enough ankle flexion to be able to get to the, you know, make the turn, a tight turn, and get to the quarterback? A lot of that is just God-given ability. Some guys are able to do that. Some guys can try to work it as much as they can to improve it. But some guys are much better at it just because I feel like it's just a God-given gift and ability that you have the ankle flexion that you have. You have that explosiveness and the agility to be able to turn tight corners. And both guys do have that.
Coach, at what point did you feel the game start to change and start to turn for you all on Sunday?
Yeah, the game started to change for me, I would say, with the Higgins touchdown. And we were driving down in the red zone. You know, we've had a lot of red zone woes here for a long time. So, yeah, Woody getting in on the flip crack play, that was a great play just to see everybody see, okay, we can score, we can get an end zone, right? But to come back again and when we needed it most there, you know, Higgins, the connection from Davis to Higgins to get that play, I think that was the one that really sparked everything for our team.
For you all to score on that Davis Mills scramble like that with his 14-yard scramble, back-to-back penalties, you know, it looked like, well, here we go again. You know, you're right there. And even when they ran the play, Woody Marks had scored, but then, you know, two false starts marching back. At that point, did you still have that feeling that, you know, we could still do this? I know that we still have, you know, we could still do it.
Never a doubt in my mind. Like, it was never a doubt in my mind. And, you know, when for us to battle back how we battle back, it was only right for us to finish that game. So, you know, I had all the faith in our guys to go out and execute because they just showed it. I mean, we made the play with Woody, Higgins scored, Dalton scored, Nico on the two-point conversion. No one's talking about that catch. That was a sick catch and for him to get in. So we had made positive plays, especially on that. I think we scored all of our touchdowns on that end. So we got to make sure we're going that way every time on offense. But it was I was confident that we'd make a play, and I don't think anybody was expecting Davis to scramble and make it. But, man, to see him step up, put the team on his back, tuck the ball, made a great decision. It wasn't there in the timing of the play. He was able to step up and get in the end zone. Man, hats off to Davis for being clutch for us when we needed it most. All right, thank you, guys.
There you go. That's D'Amico Ryans, head coach of the team, in quite a jovial mood at the podium.
Hey, man, you would be too.
Yeah, because a game like that, especially with that particular kind of swing, was huge. There's a lot that he talked about that we'll have to circle back around to and get to. But of note, CJ, Titus, and Jalen. That is CJ Stroud, quarterback, Titus Howard, right tackle, and Jalen Petrie, nickelback. All these guys still remain in the concussion protocol, so they're going to just continue to ride it out and see how they progress. And a note that is going to be important for us to discuss going forward, it changes some things for them. MJ Stewart, who was, mm-hmm. I mean, you're starting safety alongside Kalen Bullock. He went out with the quad injury.
Mm-hmm.
He is done for the season. He's going to have surgery on that quad, is what D'Amico said. And so,
man, that's a huge loss, a big hit.
There's some big figuring out they need to do on defense. However, this team feels like they can do that. Depth, and especially in that secondary. We came into the season thinking about the secondary depth, and now that shows up again, and immediately. In fact, I didn't think about it immediately, but just now. Hey, where's Jimmy Ward at?
Yeah. Yeah, well, I mean, we'll see how that
plays out. Come on, Aaron Wilson, ask him about Jimmy Ward, man.
But he's technically available.
Like, I hadn't thought about it in a little while. Mm-hmm. But, yo, where's Jimmy Ward at? That's something that we'll have to think about and contend with for a little bit. All right, but you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. More to come in talking about this game, the fallout, so on and so forth on this Victory Reaction Monday. Coming up next, let's get into what's popping, including is this player on the move for your Astros? We'll talk about it next. All right, you're in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. DJ Big Mac on the YouTube. Who did he say was out with the quad? D'Amico Ryans in his presser, talking to the assembled media just earlier. You heard that right here on Sports Radio 610. MJ Stewart, safety. MJ Stewart, who was the man who stepped into that role that had been vacated by CJ Gardner-Johnson early on in the season. He is the man who will be out for the remainder of the season. And that raises some questions, right? One of them being, where's Jimmy Ward? Is he going to come back healthy and ready to be able to factor in? Would that be something that you want with him having been off his feet for such a long time?
Right.
Would he be able to ramp up quick enough? And another one that I think came in on the text line from the 713, where's Reed at? Jalen Reed, the rookie that was, you know, safety came went on IR return. And or was he on IR? No, that's that was Smith, was it not?
Well, he was hurt.
No, it was Reed. It was Reed. Yeah, I was right.
Yeah,
I was right.
Yeah,
it was Reed.
Yeah.
He played a single play, literally the play after MJ Stewart was carted off. Jalen Reed came off. I'm gonna make that mistake every single time. Jalen Reed came on, number 23. He had that one play, and then he sat down, and the defense opted for Kamari Lassiter sliding into that nickel position. And then Tre'Mont Smith went on into the outside, which is funny because I thought, didn't Tre'Mont Smith and Dameon Pierce get benched after that first kickoff return?
Kickoff.
Or second kickoff return where Tre'Mont Smith got a punch out. I felt bad for Dameon Pierce because he didn't even do nothing. Hey, he was just out there.
I'm just standing here and he benched me too. He did it. It wasn't me.
But I guess it speaks to the fact that this team is willing to, like, hey, when the time is needed, we're going to call your number just because you made a bad play, even if we might need to sit you down for a second.
It's also necessity.
We will call your number back again. And yes, you're right.
Yeah.
Some of that is indeed necessity. So the Texans weren't the only one who pulled a comeback here, John Lopez. It seems like the Rockets felt like they wanted to do some of that as well, as they had a little bit of a rough go to some degree versus the Milwaukee Bucks. But not in the second half, though.
No, they were down the whole game. They were struggling. Now, you were getting what you needed out of Durant and Şengün, and then we mentioned, you know, Reed Shepherd earlier coming in for some big moments. But even at that, there are still some things, and I know you've been paying attention to the zone defense. There are still some things that are just gaping holes.
They might be overexposing the zone defense. A basketball mind, I greatly believe in Steve Jones Jr., son of Snapper Jones. Steve was making note of the fact that there's a lot of zone defense on tape now, and I wonder if these teams are getting a feel for what their zone is, because I know the teams are passing through it pretty easily. But, yeah, I mean, if you look at the way the game ran, the Rockets had a lead in the first quarter, a majority of it. It got deep. In fact, the biggest lead was 14 for the Bucks in the second quarter. They chipped it back, and they finally took a lead again late in the fourth quarter that they would not relinquish, ultimately getting a 122-115 lead. And it's sparked by none other than Kevin Durant just absolutely being able to go into that mode. That's what you have him for.
Yeah, look, like I said, Durant at the end this is what you were envisioning when Durant was acquired, or when Durant got here. You need buckets. You need the ball in his hand. Forget the offense. Forget all these other things. Just go get us some points, and he did. And Şengün, you can't downplay what he was doing there at the end. But there are some things that they absolutely. If you look at the whole weekend, losing to the Spurs on Friday, what was enlightening when it came to the zone. Wembanyama, who obviously there's not a lot of Wembanyamas out there. I think there's only one. But the way
there's actually a second. You want to know who it is?
Who's that?
His sister.
Oh, that's right.
His sister. Yeah. Who
she play?
She plays. She's not the same as Victor. However, she looked good.
Yeah.
She looks like she'll be like a pretty solid
women's
player.
Oh, she's not the same? She's not 7'6"?
No, it's not even just that she's not 7'6". She's not an alien in the women's game.
Yeah.
But she'll be good at basketball. And, of course, she's still relatively young.
Yeah, but nevertheless, the way he was getting to the top of the zone and finding space and being able to dish or drive or whatever, that is what the Rockets need to clean up. But when you got Kevin Durant, you're in good shape.
Yeah. 31 points, seven assists in that game, 11 of 15. Just that's so fun. And did you see Alperen Şengün walk the ball up under pressure, handle the ball, drive to the rim? Point Alperen becoming more and more of a thing. Very
exciting.
A couple
of dudes in a blender too, man.
Yes.
100%. About that last play.
Yeah.
Man, that under pressure is an understatement
exactly.
right there, man.
Like handling pressure on
Giannis
the ball.
Giannis was
really
putting
nicely.
The clamps on.
Yeah.
And I'm like, uh-oh.
Then he spun him out.
And got the and one.
Yeah.
A couple days off before the Rockets get back home on Wednesday to face off against the Wizards. I will caution you to not just go, this is nothing, because the Wizards are a more functioning basketball team than they have ever been. And, of course, that's a return of Cam Whitmore. However, I still think that the Rockets should absolutely the Wizards. But we'll talk about that when we get
return
there.
Return to Cam Whitmore. I don't know if he's going to play, man.
That is a fair point.
averaging like 2 minutes.
Mm-hmm. Ian Rappaport with a little bit of breaking news right this moment in the National Football League. Brian Daboll is being fired by the New York Giants as the head coach. I mean, they brought him in, I think, ostensibly, like he was the offensive coordinator with the Bills at the time when Josh Allen mm-hmm. after year two makes that giant surge into looking like the Josh Allen that we now have and understand that is there. So Brian Daboll was expected to come in, be an offensive guy, fix their quarterback situation. Daniel Jones really wasn't fixed. They have not found offense. And now Jackson Dart, you saw him go down with a concussion.
Concussion, yeah.
It just feels like they have not been able to find any level of benefit to what they do there. So Brian Daboll will now be relinquished of his duties. I know Adam Schefter had it as well.
Schefter and, Schefter
Ian Rappaport both had it.
Yeah.
Anything that moves you behind this? Like, I thought very early on, I was like,
you could see it coming.
This isn't a job that feels right.
You could absolutely see it coming. And it didn't help him that, you got two young players both now injured, in Scadaboo and Jackson Dart, that were really showing promise, but the results weren't there. And how much of a factor is Daniel Jones' success moving on and having success?
I'm sure that doesn't hurt.
I think that's part of the New York Giants overall too, man. Yeah. Because y'all could have kept Saquon.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe Daniel Jones, he probably wouldn't be as good, but that he would have been better.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a bad org. I mean, that's one of the things that's evident is that that's
just
a bad org.
He's just in a crossfire at that point. They got to do something.
It's the Giants, man.
I think you can isolate some variables for him, too, if I'm going to be completely honest. The Giants had a nice run, what was it, like a couple of years ago at the start of the season, but ultimately that team is what it is. I'm going to go back a little bit to the Rockets from the 8-3-2 because we didn't talk about the Spurs game. And the way that they collapsed in the second half, and I apologize for not doing that from the 8-3-2. Man, the rebounding made me mad. They said piss me off. Friday and the turnovers.
Mm-hmm.
I think the turnovers are the thing that made me mad. I went into that game knowing the Spurs were the second best rebounding team in the league. That was going to be a battle. And ultimately, I think they leveled out about even rebounds for the game. The turnovers were the thing that was frustrating, even though you know that you don't have an organizing force.
And I think, Ime talked about after the game that the Spurs were just, a tougher team. I think it was one of those where the rebounding kind of slapped them in the face. And they we talk about, Reed Shepard and some of the things he's doing and the point guard position just being in flux. That did show itself. And the Spurs, obviously a much better team, a very tough team. They were without two key. They were without Darren. The Spurs didn't have a point guard. The Spurs played that game without a point guard.
But they have more players that have kind of poor
point guard.
But
what I'm saying is that illustrates, you need somebody.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Especially
Darren Fox didn't play Dylan Harper didn't play.
Didn't play, that's right. But Harrison Barnes was getting busy.
He was knocking down everything.
They were all knocking down shots to a great degree.
I'm like, is that Harrison Barnes?
That's right. The Black Falcon himself out there. No, but that game very much made it evident that this is what happens when you don't have somebody, not just a point guard, but somebody that can kind of calm things down when things get a little wild.
Yeah.
And that's what happened in the second half, allowing the Spurs to win that that basketball game in the NBA Cup. They'll find more opportunity. Those are good things for the Rockets. Mm-hmm. They need to get those experiences as they move through the season. I did ask, could this player be on the move for your Astros? As Bob Nightingale, we know him very, very tapped in the baseball world from USA Today. He writes this about one Christian Walker. Quote, Walker's name came up in trade talks with the Minnesota Twins when they landed Carlos Correa, and they, I imagine being the Rockets, or rather the Astros, will gladly listen to all offers for him this winter, trying to shed the remaining 2 years and $40 million in his contract.
That $40 million is going to be a sticking point, to say the least, I think, with him. Now, if they can get a deal, it does help this team immensely. Just sort of the traffic jam that's on the left side of the infield.
Hello, first baseman Isak Paredes,
exactly.
Right?
Exactly. That's what's going to happen.
And not only that, then you have your corner infielders both giving you pretty consistent bats in Carlos Correa and Isak Paredes. How confident do you feel that you'll be able to offload them? They're having to eat a decent amount of that money, are they not?
They would have to. That would be the only way that it could happen. And I think, the fact that, it's still so early in the offseason, grapefruit league, whatever you want to call it, that they probably will find a partner, but they're going to have to eat some of that money.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah, but somebody said, "Damn, the Rockets so bad." Walker was so bad, even the Rockets trying to trade him was hilarious. nope, just a slip of the tongue for me, unfortunately. But really sad that Christian Walker showed up in the way that he did in year one, and this is one of the reasons why you have to look at those trends in the statistics. I was one waving those away, I think that it was just kind of an off season. No, those trends seemingly happening. Trending downwards for him offensively, which again is where I go, it might be tough for teams to, because yes, he's been a really good player, he's been a Gold Glover, but it does seem like that offense is trending down tremendously for a first baseman. That's really rough to try and handle. And real quick, before we go here, I did want to make mention of this because the YouTube TV thing continues to be a big deal. And I say the YouTube TV thing, I don't want to let Disney and ESPN off the handle here.
Like, nor should you.
This has just been such a colossal cluster, you know what. And all of the sports lovers have been caught in the crosshairs, not being able to watch their favorite college football. So many of the major college football games this weekend were on ABC or ESPN. At least if it was on ABC, you can get it over the air, digital or whatever. ESPN, you were just kind of locked out there. YouTube TV is trying to do a little something for their viewers. They are formally announced a $20 credit.
That's what I was just going to show you.
Yeah, they formally announced a $20 credit.
My
to
son
allow.
just sent me a screenshot of a $20 credit offer. Thanks a lot.
Yeah, to allow at least
thanks
to get
for
you,
nothing.
Thanks
man.
For nothing.
Right, at least you get your money, a little bit of money back in the midst of this nastiness. But the problem is, you actually have to go to a website to. They won't automatically give you the $20 credit. You got to go get it because, of course, nothing can be easy.
That's a slap in the face.
Yeah.
That's a slap in the face.
Yeah, everybody looks bad. And I'm not going to get into the depths of it. Disney looks real, real bad right now.
Yes.
As well. But Disney, Google, get yourselves together and help the sports fans of America enjoy the sports.
My oldest son is the only one that has YouTube in our family.
He's down bad, huh?
Losing his mind.
Down horrendous.
He lost his mind.
That's crazy.
Another week.
Yeah, that's crazy.
All right, you're in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, let's dive back into some of the things D'Amico said, including, like, I'm really intrigued now by this, like, defensive kind of circle that they have here trying to figure out who plays. And we got to talk about this offensive line now, don't we?
Yeah, we do.
All right, let's do that next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them. And designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.